This is Foresight. A program on how to worship Allah.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
Today's great tip, why is it that we have a lack of focus when it comes to our ubudiyah, our servitude to Allah?
Allah, 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 Allahu Rabbi, la sharika lahu.
So dear listeners, we are trying to answer this ultimate question of why do we have a lack of attention, a lack of focus when it comes to our ubudiyah. In some previous programs, we talked about how salah, the five daily prayers, are the pillar of ubudiyah. And of course, this pillar of ubudiyah must be strengthened and it must be improved, it must be perfected. And via the perfection of this pillar known as salah, we will be able to perfect our ubudiyah, our servitude to Allah. Now, of course, in one of the previous programs, we had talked about how being engrossed and absorbed in the materialistic aspect of the world, whether it is consumerism or this incessant drive which is imposed upon us by the capitalistic system, makes us want to just continuously be buying things. And so all of our mental and spiritual capacities are used in order to make more wealth so that we can buy more things, and then we can throw away those things and then buy more things again. This incessant loop of make money, buy, make money, buy. This keeps us so engrossed that when we come to our ubudiyah, whether it is the salah or the recitation of the Quran or the recitation of the du'as and the litanies and the supplications, we are still stuck in that loop. So we wanted to continue this discussion because it is a very important discussion that, well, what do you do to cut yourself off from this loop which we are stuck in of the materialistic aspect of the dunya? One of the things that we need to do is we need to make the transition. So we have to, you know, first and foremost, while we are in this dunya aspect, when we're not in our prayers and we're not in this formal aspect of ubudiyah, we have to, of course, focus on Allah at that time. In these non-prayer and non-dua and non-supplication times, we have to try our best to focus on Allah, to remember Allah, to think about Allah, to do the dhikr and the incantation and the speaking and the remembrance and the remembrance of Allah. When we remember Allah in those times, then it will be much easier to pay attention when we do stand up in our formal ubudiyah to Allah.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.com.
Allah is the unique Arabic name for the one true God. He is the only one worthy of worship, with no rivals, equals, or partners. Allah is not like His creation, as nothing shares His divine essence and attributes, such as being the Creator, the Provider, the Most Merciful, the All-Powerful, the Most Just, the All-Wise, and the All-Knowing. Allah is without partner or equal in His authority and actions. The world was created by Allah's command alone. He runs the world and controls it all alone. Muslims believe that Allah is one, indivisible, and unequal in his divinity and knowledge. He does not have any ancestors, nor does he have descendants, and he is without wife, partner, or offspring. None came before him, and he is in no need of any angel, prophet, or saint. Of all the sins committed by his creation, none is greater than the act of shirk, which is the Arabic word for associating partners with Allah. In the Islamic tradition, Allah has 99 names, which include the most loving, the friend, the most kind, and the most powerful. Allah can be translated in English language as the one and only God.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.com.
أجب دعائي يا رجائي بالرضا والخير أنر طريقي مع صديقي باحترام الغير.
Welcome back, dear listeners, in continuation to what we were speaking about, which was, of course, this answer to this question of why we have such a lack of attention in our ubudiyah, and most specifically in our servitude and in our worship to Allah. Of course, we had said that it is being engrossed and absorbed in this consumeristic, materialistic aspect of the dunya, which sometimes, unfortunately, we become stuck in this loop that we can't get ourselves out of. We gave one of the answers, which was that when we are not in the state of prayers and when we are not in this formal ubudiyah, this formal salah, that we need to be in the remembrance of Allah, so that when we do come to stand in this formal ubudiyah, then we are able to more easily have attention in our ubudiyah and to be able to focus on our ubudiyah, our servitude to Allah. Now, when talking about another thing in this second and last segment, things that we can do in order to kind of cut off ourselves from this loop of materialism and this loop of consumerism and this incessant drive to buy, which has been imposed upon us by the capitalistic system of the world. One of the things that we can do is that before the prayers, we should take a few deep breaths, try to understand what it is that we are about to do. We are about to pray. We are about to have a conversation with the Almighty Allah. We are about to praise and glorify the Almighty Allah. We are about to formally go into the presence of the Almighty Allah. So this is just one of the things, or actually the second thing. One was to remember Allah the Almighty when we are not in our formal prayers. The second is to take a deep breath before we start any aspect of formal ubudiyah and think about what it is we are about to do so that we understand what we are about to do. This will help us in our focus. And one last thing before we end the program is before at least the salah, which is the pillar of ubudiyah, one of the things that we can do before the salah in order to increase our attention and focus is to recite the azan and the aqama. Now, this might seem, you know, insignificant to some of us, and, you know, sometimes we don't have the time to be able to recite the azan and the aqama, but if we do recite the azan and the aqama, or at least one of the two, we are going to be able to get into that zone, the zone of ubudiyya, and we're going to be able to focus ourselves better before we start the salah. And so three beautiful things that we can do in order to increase our attention and our focus in our ubudiyya, of course, all in order to increase, enhance, strengthen, and inshallah, perfect our ubudiyya.
IRIB English Radio. Our website, www.parshtoday.com.
And now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Amin Rastani.
But let's say something here, not to take hope away, because I hate it when people take a hope away from our youth especially. If you fall in water, and the water comes above your head by an inch or centimeter, will you drown? Yes, you'll drown. It doesn't matter if 1 centimeter of water is over your head or hundreds of miles of water is above your head. You'll still drown, right? People sometimes take the hope away from our youth. The youth feels like, okay, I did something wrong, so I'm under 1 centimeter of water, I'm going to drown anyway, so why not just, you know, dive in all the way? Now, this is wrong. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. I think in every lecture I mentioned this verse. لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Tell those servants of mine, Allah sounds like a father here. Tell those servants of mine, Surah Zumar verse 53. Tell those servants of mine who've done wrong to themselves, asrafu ala anfusih. Don't, please don't lose hope in me. When you fall, don't lie down, get back up. There's 1 centimeter of water on top of your head. Try to swim up again. I'm waiting there to take your hand. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunub jami'a. I forgive all sins. Don't lose me. Inna shirk la dhulmun azim. Shirk is a very big oppression to yourself, because when you lose him, his hand is not there anymore for you. Who's there to pull you out of the water? You're doing bad to yourself when you have shirk. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts us between good and very bad. But at the same time, he's always helping us in the very bad. If you make a mistake, it's all good. Come back, I'll change the bad thing that you did to good. We have this concept all over the place in Islamic literature. Allah says, don't give up though.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all. أحتمي بحما حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل نعم المولى ونعم النصير حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل نعم المولى ونعم النصير حسبنا الله حسبنا الله حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل حسبنا الله.